When working with an individual who has an intellectual disability, it is important to understand how different levels of ability will impact the support you provide. This is where getting to know the individual, their wants and needs, is an important skill to remember. You might work with someone who is able to write out checks and count money. You may need to provide minimal support and supervision in helping them make purchases of the things they need. Whereas some people may not have the financial skills or the ability to handle money and make transactions. It is important to know the strengths and skills of the person you support. You can take the knowledge you have gained about a person's diagnosis to find better ways to support the person.
There was a young woman that I supported. After she ate, she needed to sit down for 15 minutes. And she was very active, and so it was important for her medical condition that she had that she sit and let her food digest a little bit. She doesn't have the concept of time by looking at a clock or a watch or anything like that. And so we had a visual timer that would move to, you know, the red was the red zone. And when the red zone was over with, then she knew that she could get up.